So, investing without actually paying tax, that's the topic of today's episode of the Student Investor Podcast. It was actually inspired by a TikTok comment I saw like an hour ago before recording, because I was already set on recording a specific topic. But when I saw a TikTok comment of someone saying they invested 46,000 rand into their tax-free savings account, bells started ringing in my head. I was like, actually, this person does not know, or this person doesn't understand how a tax-free savings account actually work. A lot of time we talk about a tax-free savings account like everyone actually understands it, but we fail to understand there are a lot of people who don't understand how a tax-free savings account work, and they suffer a lot of consequences by misusing it in a manner that is not meant to be. So today we'll be talking about how actually you can use a tax-free savings account to invest what pay without having to pay tax, and what are the benefits of actually having a tax-free savings account, and what are the penalties of you not following the said rules created around a tax-free savings account, guys. So, without wasting any time, let's get into this episode. Welcome to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo, the podcast that focuses on starting a conversation about money, investing, growing your career, and being a young person in South Africa. Our goal is to simplify the conversation so that we can all learn and grow as young people in South Africa. Hello, future millionaires and billionaires. Welcome to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo. As I said in the intro, the topic of today's episode, guys, is very simple and straightforward, and it's talking about investing without actually having to pay tax, and that's investing using a tax-free savings account. We'll be going through the basics of everything that is around a tax-free savings account and how you can use it for the best, or not basically use it to make the best out of it. So guys, let's first talk about why would you want to use a tax-free savings account. I think, as the name says, a lot of people use it to run away from tax, because there are actually two types of tax you pay when you are investing in the South African context, right? The first one is capital gain tax, which based on your individual tax bracket can go up to 18% of the assets that you have. Let's say, for example, you are investing into shares. When you sell your shares, you can pay up to 18% in selling your shares and getting that money. You will pay capital gain tax of up to 18%. The second type of tax that we have in South Africa is known as dividends tax, guys. Dividends tax, basically, in South Africa is the tax you pay when you get dividends from the investment assets you hold. Let's say, for example, you have shares in the JSE, into Nedbank, or not Nedbank, whatever it is, like Nedbank, Absa, whatever it is. You invest in the JSE, bought shares of Absa, bought shares of ShopRite, and ShopRite pays you dividends. The SARS will come for 20% of those dividends you are getting paid as tax dividends. So government, in order to motivate people to invest more and not having to worry about tax, they invented this thing called a tax-free savings account. Don't be fooled by the name savings account. It's actually an investment account, because you can use a tax-free savings account to invest into a lot of assets, including ETF listed in the JSE. Like, the list, guys, is endless of products you can use to invest through a tax-free savings account. So basically, it was a way for government to say, let me motivate a lot of South Africans to actually invest and save money without having to worry about paying tax. So they set up this tax-free savings account, but the manner in which they set it up, it has limitations, guidelines, and a structure that you need to follow. Number one, guys, a tax-free savings account in South Africa is open to anyone. Anyone can have a tax-free savings account. Even a child can have a tax-free savings account. But remember, the child's parent or guardian must open on behalf of the child. Well, yeah. Secondly, guys, a tax-free savings account has a lifetime and a yearly limit. What do I mean? Per-year government allows you to invest up to daily 6,000 rand per year for 15 years, meaning that in your lifetime, you can invest up to R500,000 without having to worry about tax implications on that money you have invested. Meaning each year you put in 36,000 rand. You can do it monthly, quarterly, or as a once-off lump sum. It's up to you, but you must keep it under 36,000 rand per year. When you go above that, as per the lady in my TikTok comment section went above that and invested 46 instead of 36,000 rand, government will come in and say, okay, you have invested 46,000 rand into a tax-free savings account. I will subtract the 36 that I actually allowed you to invest tax-free on the extra amount of money that you invested that is above the limit I have set. I will penalize you and take 40% of it. Meaning if you invested an extra 10,000 rand there, you are giving government 4,000 rand cash-free. Government will punish you if you go above this limit. Remember, guys, there is that lifetime limit of R500,000 and a yearly limit of 36,000 rand. One another thing is when people get worried, okay, what if I invest 20,000 rand and I get returns while I'm still waiting to put deposits another 10,000 rand? I get return, my portfolio grows up to 36,000 rand. Does it mean that if it grows anymore, government will tax me? No. Government allows you to put in 36,000 rand. If your portfolio, whatever tax-free savings account you invested into, sees growth, the growth, it does not matter. It is not taxed. It's yours. You can keep on piling in money every year, put that 36,000 rand because it is tax-free, guys. So be aware of that, guys. And also the second time, guys, please do ensure that you understand what financial institution you are investing with. Because I think with a tax-free savings account, a lot of people open it with financial institutions such as life insurance companies, banks, or whatever it is, and they don't understand the underlying asset that they are putting their tax-free savings account into, and they ended up not seeing growth in their tax-free savings account, guys. So whenever you are investing into a tax-free savings account with whatever financial institution you are using, please do ensure that you understand the underlying asset that you are investing into. Number two, you understand the historical performance of the specific tax-free savings account you are opening with a specific institution. If that institution is in the funds department, a unit trust department, do ensure to understand how has that unit trust performed previously. Has it performed above inflation? Has it performed very well previously? If you're investing into a tax-free savings account, let's say, for example, with Easy Equity, and you're buying exchange-traded funds in the JSC, how has those exchange-traded funds performed before? How has they performed? If they perform above inflation, will they meet the target that you have for your tax-free savings account in the long run? But also, guys, just one thing as well before we conclude today's podcast, guys. When you're opening your tax-free savings account, guys, also be aware of your risk tolerance as well, and pick an institution that meets up with your risk tolerance that you have as an investor. If you know yourself, you are someone who's a moderate investor, pick a tax-free savings account that speaks to you. Pick one that is also in line with your goals. At the same time, guys, because you have R500,000 to invest for a duration of 15 years, also treat a tax-free savings account as a long-term investment vehicle for you. It can be, you can even treat it as a retirement plan. I'm not saying it's designed as such. I'm just saying you can also treat it as such, as something that you think you are going to need in 15 years time, not something that you're going to need now. So if you're opening a tax-free savings account, guys, please plan to maximize the benefit of it by saying this money is for 15 years time, so that you can see the maximum potential of what a tax-free savings account is and what it can do, because that's 15 years of investing without paying any amount of tax. So think about it like that and do not misuse it and treat it in a manner that you will end up paying penalties without, because you stood out of the said guideline, guys. So that's it for today's episode. I know it's short, straight to the point, but I just wanted to address that because it was a worrying factor to me. I know a lot of time we talk about other things and forget to go back to the basics and talk about investing in South Africa, guys. But we're wasting time, guys. Until next time, happy investing to everyone.